Good morning, friends. Brian King, the Mindset King here. The topic for today is a question: who owns you? What do I mean by that? I was watching a YouTube podcast yesterday, and they were interviewing Neil deGrasse Tyson, very famous astronomer and astrophysicist. And he was talking about a variety of subjects, and he got on the topic of atheism. The host of the podcast asked him if he was atheist, and he explained that he didn't consider himself atheist, and here's why. He looked at the behavior of modern atheists, the more vocal, bold, critical. And he said one time he has a friend that's an astronaut, and his friend was going into space. And Neil wished his friend Godspeed. And a lot of atheists came out of the woodwork and condemned him for making that statement. They said, "You're an atheist. You can't use the word God, blah, 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 blah." And he said, "Well, hey, if that's what it means to be atheist, I'm not one." And I encountered this many, many years ago with the autism community, because I speak my mind about various topics, and I can't remember the context, but people were coming after me saying, "You're a voice for the autism community. You should use the correct language. You should do this. You should do that." And my response was, "Wait a minute, who appointed me a voice of the autism community? You know, my kids have Asperger's. You know, I have Asperger's-like traits. But why does that mean that a community can claim me as a voice?" You follow me on this? I mean, you see this a lot with people looking at Einstein and saying, "Well, he must have been autistic. He's one of us." And the community wants to claim him as their own. And some people who maybe claim to speak for Christianity or claim to speak for a specific political party, and then that group claims them. This is what happens when you allow sunlight all over the place here. This is what happens when you allow a community to claim you. Is it can begin to temper your desire, your right, your commitment to speak.